Become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is Rain Man.
What's going on? This is episode 37 of the Rain Man podcast. How are you people? You people. How's everybody doing? Excuse me. Let me apologize now. I didn't get sick, but I was about to get sick. Like, I was getting there. So there might be a little, you know, you might hear a little phlegm in the throat there. So my apologies. I'm sorry. It's not the first time it's happened, nor will it be the last. So I'm sorry if I sound just a little weird or if I keep clearing my throat. But, you know, I have to put out a podcast, man. I have to put out a podcast every Tuesday. I don't know. Or if I'm late, I'll get a tweet, which is actually, that makes me feel pretty good. I got to admit, I really do. It makes me feel good. If I'm running late on one, I try to get them out in the morning and it'll come out in the afternoon. But before that, like, somebody will just kind of give me a tweet, like, you know, like, where the fuck is the podcast? Like, it's like, one, don't curse me out for something free. But two, like, thank you. I appreciate that. That's nice, right? Someone cursing you out, demanding something that, you know, they don't have no, what's the word am I looking for? I don't know. Just don't be a prick to me. Okay, anyway, what am I talking about here? What's going on, people? Slow week. Just a slow week. There's nothing to talk about, right? The Super Bowl? I forgot. Yeah, that went down. Great fucking game. I am lying. I didn't see not 1 second. There was no point in me, someone like me, to watch it. Because the only time I watch it, or the only reason I watch it, is to, you know, not even the commercials anymore. I just watch it for the movie trailers. And now, they released all the movie trailers that were going to be on the Super Bowl like 2 days earlier. So fuck it. I'm just watching it on the computer. Like, there was no point in watching the Super Bowl for me. I had no stake in it. I don't know who the fuck won. I don't even know who the fuck played. Nor do I give a shit. Oh, man. So, yeah. I did catch, I caught some of that, some of the halftime show. I know this bitch was riding like a robot lion. Then she was riding that star from that from those commercials, like, and now you know. Ding, ding. She was riding that little star there. So that was pretty cool, I guess. That was a cool halftime show. But, I mean, the game, I didn't see that 1 second. Oh, boy. Did you watch it? How was it? Were you entertained? Were you, did your team win? Did you make money? Did you lose money? Fucking retard. Oh, speaking of football. Yes, speaking of football, that No More commercial, the only reason I know about this commercial is because of Bill Burr, who has a podcast, the Bill Burr podcast, Monday Morning Podcast. If you don't listen to it, shame on you. He's definitely one of the reasons why I started a podcast. That's my hero right there. So, yeah, in his podcast, he talks about how the NFL, like, they play these commercials during the game, you know, the no more hitting your wife. It's basically telling guys, like, could you not beat the shit out of women, please? That's basically the commercial. So whenever I would watch, like, I would, you know, watch a couple of minutes of football with my father, like, that commercial pops up and I always laugh because I think of just Bill Burr, like, talking about it, and my father looks at me like, why is my son laughing at a domestic violence commercials? Anytime that commercial comes out, he looks at me like, the fuck is wrong with you? I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at domestic violence. Just calm down. But the reason I'm bringing it up is, as far as I know, to my knowledge, these commercials were only playing like during like NFL shit. Like I when I watch TV, I never see them. Only on football. Tell me why I'm watching fucking wrestling. They play the goddamn commercial during wrestling. Really? Are wrestling fans that abusive? Do we hit women? Do professional wrestlers hit their wife? Well, yeah. Never mind. Let's change the subject on that. Oh, before I start the podcast, I have a podcast recommendation for you people. Why do I always say, you know what? I get a lot of shit for saying that, you people, and I don't know why. I enjoy saying that. I just like, when I say you people, I'm talking to you people, the people that are listening to me. I don't categorize people, all right? There's no black and white on this podcast, all right? Everybody's gray, okay? So you people, listen. yeah, the Ari Shaffir podcast, the Skeptic Tank podcast is what it's called. And, oh man, I forgot which episode it is, but he has an episode with Godfrey. I think it might have came out maybe 2 weeks ago. Just a great episode on race. They just have a great conversation. It's about 2 hours. Really good. So if you're just interested, just throwing that out there. Or if you're just now listening to podcasts and, you know, you want to find another one, the Skeptic Tank podcast is a really good one. And, yeah, they have a really good conversation. But there was something else about that podcast that I thought was really, really, really funny. And Ari Shaffir was looking for songs to play before starting the podcast, because they're talking about race issues and stuff like that. And they're talking about the Ferguson and, you know, Trayvon Martin, all this stuff. And he was saying how, like, why aren't any rappers putting out music? Why aren't they making songs? And he did research, and they are. Like, a lot of rappers are doing songs on, you know, equality and no more violence and all that stuff. So, you know, he plays the song, and I believe it's Nas. It's a bunch of people up there, but Puffy is on the song. Puff Daddy. P. Diddy, Sean Combs is on the song, okay? And he has a line in the song saying, police are taking shots, and I ain't talking about Ciroc. Ciroc is a vodka. Clever line, but if you know anything about Puff Daddy is, he endorses that brand of vodka, Ciroc. So he basically, which is very impressive, he managed to have product placement in a song dedicated to young men that have passed away from gun violence, which I thought was really impressive. What a piece of shit. How do you do that? He managed to throw that in there. I was like, wow, that's amazing. You truly are a fucking scumbag, sir. God damn. Fucking kid gets shot and he's trying to sell fucking bottles. Oh, God, you fucking creep. All right. I think that's enough babbling. Let's start the podcast. This episode, I'm talking about, how do I put this? let's just say it. I'm talking about pornography. Or different types of pornography, as I should say. Or who even calls it? Who the fuck calls it pornography? God damn. I'm talking about two fetishes that I had no idea existed, and now I know exist, and I'll be looking into one of them. Yeah, I'll put it to you like that. I'm looking into one of them, and I'll let you guess which one it is, all right? So just sit back, listen, have your headphones on. This is not the one to listen to at work, you know. Yeah, you definitely don't want your neighbor looking over at you like, what the fuck is this guy listening to? So yeah, definitely have the headphones on and enjoy. So in the past, I'll be going on a rant and I'll make a comment like, damn, I should have did some research on this, you know, topic before I started talking about it. Well, I actually did some research on this one, unfortunately. oh, God. This was a rough one. This was a rough one, but I did it for you. I did it to my listeners, so I had something to, you know, fucking talk about. Oh, God. Well, first off, shout out to Talk to Cleo on Twitter, because she's the one that brought this to my to my attention. Last week, episode 36, I made a comment about, I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something along the lines of, why would anyone want to see a bunch of pictures of, like, pregnant chicks? Like, what guy, who gets turned on by that shit? Because, oh, okay, I guess I have to go back. Last week's episode, I was talking about a model that I followed on Instagram, and how, you know, she announced that she's pregnant. She posted a picture. She got the belly. She looks so adorable. And I unfollowed her because it's like, what? It's like, I don't want to see that shit. You know, I follow you because you're a model and you're hot. And that's, you know, what I want to see. So don't judge me. Go fuck yourself. But so I made that comment. Why the fuck would anybody want to, you know, see shit like that? And, you know, I guess Cleo heard the podcast and she hit me up and she was just like, you know, dude, you'd actually be surprised. There's guys who like that, and there's Twitter accounts like dedicated to that. So of course, me being disgusted by just the idea of that, I looked. So I checked it out, and it's there. It's there, man. They're pregnant, and I'm not talking like, you know, like the cute 1-2 minute. Pregnant. I'm talking they're about to fucking blow like 8 months. The belly's just fucking huge. And they're just, you know, putting their finger in places. Oh, it was rough. It was rough. It was pretty nasty. You don't do that. Right? You shouldn't? Should you? You had a fucking baby. Your baby's right there. Would you be doing all that as you're holding her? Right? I mean, they're there. They're in their fucking stomach. You can't see them, but I mean, goddamn, it can't get any more. They're right there. And I guess guys are into that. Now, look, whatever you're into, whatever gets your fucking rocks off, go right ahead. I mean, shit. Knock yourself out. But, I'm straight. I'm good with that. But actually, it gets a little bit worse. And here's the thing. Everybody I talk to about, like, I've mentioned it, that I'm going to talk about this. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I never heard of this. What I'm talking about is there's the fetish gets even more, I don't know, maybe creepier. There's pregnant porn. Yeah. I'm late to the fucking party. I never knew about this shit. Apparently, I'm old. I'm just late to this. All right? Let me explain it. I'm on a porn site, right? For research. Just for research. Okay, whatever. Who am I kidding? I got my porn sites all bookmarked with different titles, so why am I lying to you people? Whatever. Okay, I go on the search engine. Okay, so instead of, you know, searching my usual, which is like, you know, Ebony, Latina, busty, big booty, you know, sometimes I'll throw in a BBW just to shake things up, you know, you gotta get a little variety and whatnot. But this time I type in pregnant just to see like, okay, like how deep does this shit go? It goes deep. I got fucking pages, dude, pages of like this pregnant porn. Oh, God. I don't know. I feel like it should be like categorized as like, am I looking too deep into this? That's like, it's like borderline like child porn, man. The kid's right there. Again, they're not 1 month. They're like 9 fucking months, 8 months, any day. These ladies look like they're gonna fucking pop. Oh, it's just, oh, it's nasty. It's nasty. Fuck it. I'm calling it nasty. I know whatever. Look, if you're cool with it, fuck it. But it's my show. The shit's nasty. Okay? So after that fucking disgusting shit, what do? I just start looking for different shit. So I'm on the site, so I type in, I don't know, what I typed in something else. I forgot what the fuck it was, but I ended up on feet. Or foot fetishes. Now, I'm not into feet, okay? All right? I'm not much of a feet rubber. Like, if I had a girl, like, I've had girlfriends in the past, they asked me to rub their feet. Like, I'll do it, whatever, you know? But it's not a big deal to me, you know? I'm not John Travolta from fucking Pulp Fiction, okay? I don't get into the whole sensual side of it. It's just rubbing feet, and, you know, that's just not my thing. But these clips changed my mind. am I late to this too? When did women start jerking guys off with their feet? When did that start happening? Because let me tell you, I'm not even going to knock this. Hold on. If a chick were to tell me, before I seen these videos of these women jerking guys off with their feet, if you would have told me, like, if I had a girlfriend and she's like, hey, you know, you want me to try this thing I know with my feet? I'd be like, ew, get the fuck out of here. No, I'm straight. You got two hands, bitch. No. After seeing this, I'd probably be like, oh, well, go for it. Why not? Yo, the speed these women were going. Holy shit. With their feet. Especially the Asians. I hope this doesn't... That's not going to come off as racist, right? But no, fuck it. It's a compliment. The Asians are bad ass with their feet. The speed that these women are going. It's fucking incredible. The whole time I'm watching, I'm like, okay, the two things going through my head. One, she's jerking a guy off with her feet. And two, what the fuck is her training regimen? Like, because that's not practice. It's fucking deeper than that. She has, like, specific tools that she's using on her feet for, like, better grip. And it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Maybe it's the martial arts background. I don't know. It was impressive. It was fucking impressive to see this. Man, they were going fast. It looked like she was trying to start a fire with her feet. Like, it was just... Oh, God. Why do you people listen to me? Why? Dude, it was amazing. It was amazing. I'd say check it out for yourself just to see it. Ladies, I'm not saying you gotta, you know, try it. I'm just saying, just look at it. Because it was impressive. It was definitely impressive. Listen, I'm not jerking you people around when I tell you bizbutton.net has the best the best collection of podcasting you will find. Why do I say that? What gives me the nerve, the right to make a fucking comment like that? Because like I said before, this is an international group of individuals. A group of individuals. We all think differently, but we all share some common interests. One of them is we're all Fizz Buddies and we're all in the podcast party. So if you go to fizzbutton.net, you go to podcast party, you will find a great collection of podcasts to listen to. Great collection. Spreading the word with my man, Biff Sweetwater, the best voice in podcasting. I'll say it. I don't give a fuck. The best voice. And you know what I enjoy about that podcast? Like, you honestly just, you don't know what you're going to get. Is it going to be a solo one? Is it going to have a guest? Is it going to be breaking down how we could fix this fucking planet? You just don't know. And that's why I love about it. So spreading the word, check that out. We go from the best voice to the best beard in podcasting, Izzy Rock, Tales from the Hard Side is up there. I respect anybody that can do a podcast while driving. I've tried it twice, and I almost got into two accidents. So respect to that man right there. The Dojo of Powerful Aging. I've been catching up onto this podcast, which I really enjoy. So I've just been going, I've been backlogging. Of course, Waterboxer's on there. He's on every, look, Waterboxer, if you're listening, brother, next month we're definitely going to hook up. We got to do something, okay? So be on the lookout for that one. Maybe that's going to come out soon, all right? Yeah. So be on the lookout for that. I'm going to hit him up. We'll see. Collaborate. Waterboxer. Rain Man. Oh, shit. Water. Rain. Be water, my friend. Look at that. If that's not destiny, I don't know what is. Bruce Lee bringing everybody together. So anyway, before I go off the rails, fizzbutton.net. Check that out. So many great podcasts. Talk to Cleo, The Pinpoint, Danny Pin. Just, there's so many. So check it out. And just thank me later. All right. Just do it. Okay. Do it now. Well, fuck it. Since we're on the subject of porn, just a quick story from my childhood. I remember finding porno, these VHS tapes my dad used to have. And I'm not going to talk about the actual porn themselves. I'm just going to talk about the two titles of these pornos, which I will never forget. I don't know why. They've stuck in my head. The first one was called Coming Together. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because the reason I think it's so funny is because as I was a kid, I looked at the tape and I was like, they spelled coming wrong. Like they spelled it C-U-M-I-N-G. Like I was always confused by that. And then, you know, the things you learn, you know, when you grow up. Fucking disgusting, isn't it? I know. And then the other one was called Girls Who Love Big Pricks. Now, this title was especially confusing because, again, I'm a kid and, you know, I'll be driving with my dad and, you know, he goes off on his usual rant as he's driving and he'll scream out like somebody will cut him off on the highway and he'll just be like, look at this fucking prick right here. So when I read that title, I was like, why do girls like big pricks? Like, aren't pricks just assholes on the highway? Like, I was so confused as a fucking kid. So now you know. Just wanted to share that with you. You know, just a small story from my childhood and why I'm so confused today. Oh boy. Prick. You don't hear that. You don't hear that word. That insult as much, right? What is prick? Is that like, what, 70s, 80s? Prick needs to make a comeback. I use it. I still use prick. Scumbag. Scumbag is a classic. You should always call someone a scumbag. Call someone a scumbag today, actually, as you're listening to this. You'll feel better. What else? What's another good one? I can't think of any right now. But, yeah. If you take anything from this podcast today, just call someone a scumbag. All right, that is the podcast, everyone. Thank you for listening. Yeah, especially this one. Thanks if you did stick around and listen to this whole catastrophe. I appreciate it. I truly do. I truly appreciate it. So, yeah, thanks for listening. iTunes, Stitcher, subscribe, spread the word, tell everyone, even share it on Facebook, you know, that icky site, you know? Share it with those aunts and uncles you don't talk to. I can't talk shit. I do the same thing. But you know what I'm doing now? I post my podcast on Facebook, like here, just... You're not going to get a call from me, but you want to know what I'm up to? Here, just listen to this. Oh, God, they're going to listen to this one. Oh, Jesus. Okay, anyway, like I said, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher. Questions. Send me some questions, man. I don't get any more questions. The Rainman Podcast at yahoo.com. You can email me. You could just tweet me a question, whatever you want. All right? And, yeah. Thanks for listening, folks. I think that's it. Oh, Rain Man and Friends, that's going to be a little late this month, but it will come out this month. Just my guest, just had some family stuff she had to take care of. So once that's all taken care of, we'll be back on track. So that's coming soon. So just be on the lookout for that. I'll let you know when that will be out. And what else? That's about it, folks. All right. Thanks for listening, as always. Honestly, sincerely, I appreciate everyone that downloads and listens to this this little thing I do every week. All right, so take it easy, be safe, and that's about it. Bye.
Yo, Ray, that's you, baby. Damn, man, I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I go do my thing, nigga. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you... Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm gonna tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as the dimension he can see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.